hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
I've got a Oh, by the way, second hour of the National Intel Report. Folks, it's Wednesday. It's the 21st of November, 2007. Okay. I have a email from the Ron Paul people. During the first 2 days, or I'm sorry, the first few days of October, we announced our fundraiser goal for the fourth quarter, $12 million raised by December 31st. But there's more. We need to have spent it by then as well. Now, if we were to raise the entire $12 million in the last week of December, we would meet our fundraising goal for the quarter. But Ron Paul would stand little chance of winning the Republican nomination because that money would have come too late. They're saying time is of the essence. You see, we need to raise money well before we plan to spend it. That's because most of the expenditures that we make need to be paid for weeks in advance. For example, we need to buy crucial airtime for the end of December, right now. The sooner we raise the money, the sooner that we can spread Dr. Paul's message, our message, in the early primary states. Time truly is money. Fact is, we only have about 2 weeks to raise money for the early primaries. If you wait a month from now to donate, your money will only be spent after the Iowa caucus goers and New Hampshire primary voters have made up their minds. We are rapidly running out of time. The Iowa caucus is just 44 days away. New Hampshire is in 49 days. With so much ground to make up, we can't afford to waste a single day. As a result, we are spending faster than the rate of which we are raising money. In October alone, we raised $2.8 million, but our campaign spent well over $3.1 million. We cannot afford to wait for bursts of press activity. What we need is sustained attention in the news. What better way to do this than continuing to raise money at a rapid pace now? We need to keep our momentum going. Help us win in New Hampshire, Iowa, South Carolina, and Nevada. Make your most generous contributions as soon as you can. Go to www.ronpaul2008.com/donate. And that came from Jonathan Bidlack. He's the fundraising director for Ron Paul. So there you have it. A lot of people doing things, folks, and they need support. Now, I do understand that money is going to be continuing to get tighter and tighter and tighter. I do not know exactly how we're going to fund this network next year. This is why I'm telling you now. You know, we've been in a recession since February of last year. I know that. I don't need a CPA to tell me that. I know it. And things are going to be getting tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter. But while we still have, and it's almost a laugh to call it disposable income, but if we have any money left over that doesn't go to pay the bills, the mortgage, the heating bills, the gas bills, the this bill, the that bill, and every other bill that we have to try to remain functional, at least the semblance of functionality, then we have to be prudent in how we spend our money. I can see Ron Paul is money well spent, as well as money well spent on this network by your support, your direct support, by way of product sales. Notice that I do not do fundraisers anymore. That is only temporary. That's just a temporary fix to underlying problems. Okay? Anybody can fundraise. Anybody can do that. Anybody can start a radio network. The trick is to keep it going. So consider that. Support what you need to support. If you value it, then obviously it's worth something to you. Make us believers. Support our advertisers, folks, okay? And when you go into the archives, don't skip over the commercials. Well, okay, you can cheat a little bit, but listen to a few of them and buy a couple of products. We'll be right back with your calls.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Carl Schwartz sent me an email. Thank you, Carl. He says, listening to the Tuesday show with Bob Chapman, peak oil is a scam. Oil for cars and diesel for trucks is not needed. Within 3 to 5 years could be totally off oil. Coal can be burned and no air pollution whatsoever. Nanotechnology has arrived and the U.S. is trying to bash all to death that are pursuing environmental and energy applications. I know that is the front line I've been on for the past 4 years. Cars and homes can be made to burn on hydrogen and water. That is a scientific fact. Entire subdivisions could be built within 3 years that have streets, storm drainage, water, sewer, telephone, and cable, would not even need electricity and natural gas or home heating oil. Even way over here in the European Union, having to fight the U.S. thugs that want the status quo to stay the same and line the right pockets. Between big oil, big defense, and gutless politicians, we are stuck in a nightmare they've devised and want all of us to stay on the status quo, also known as, a.k.a., the mess we are in. Thank you, Carl. Glad that you're over there in Europe still listening to the program. Let's go back to the phones here. Joe in New York. Hello, Joe.
Hi, John. Hi. First of all, great show, and I just want to say that I do not skip ads, you know, when I listen on archive, and I hope people don't either.
Thank you.
Just wanted to briefly talk about the article you read at the beginning of the show by about that rally.
Yes.
In Philly, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And just one thing, I'm actually a little bit familiar with Paul Gottfried. He's actually, I'm not sure if he's black, but I know he's Jewish, and he's actually on Ron. There's a group called Jews for Ron Paul, and he's one of their advisors. And he's actually had a more recent article where he was attacking the ADL for attacking Ron Paul. So I think he's actually pretty good. That particular article did sound a little bit odd, but I think in general he's pretty good.
Well, the only thing I could think of after reading that article and listening to what you had to say about it is he's prefacing for more articles about Ron Paul that may be favorable. If that's the case, well, then, you know, that's a way to do it, I guess.
I think it must be something like that, because I know in general he's been, and he's actually a professor at, I can't recall which university, but he's a professor, and he's been attacking the neocons for a long time as well. So I think in general he's pretty good.
Well, as long as it doesn't come from the paradigm of thought on the left. See, this is what's so maddening about this whole thing, Joe. Everybody's trying to make this peg fit in the hole that we've been given. I mean, it's a deep hole, and my peg doesn't fit. And I can understand and appreciate the problem people are having out there, because this is how they've been trained to think. That you listen to the political candidates and you try to pick the best one and the one that makes the most sense or it looks good or whatever the case may be. But it's what we've been suckered into. You know, it's the Barnum and Bailey show. You know, there's a sucker born every minute, so let's get out there on the midway and take their money, because the damn fools are willing to part with it. This has been the political process in this country for way, way too long. And it's hard to break through that. And that's why I applauded that Zogby poll, which I'm going to pull that up here in a second and go over it again. But putting out blind candidates, in other words, not the candidates that are blind, but the survey itself is blind by not including the name of the people's positions. And repeatedly, when people understand what Ron Paul's position is about, and he has adequate time to explain it, people go, yeah, I think I just might vote for this guy. But the one thing that we've been conditioned, and this is the sad part, as I said about this, it is this political paradigm that we find ourselves prisoners of. That, you know, to vote for that candidate, you know, who's going to make the better impact? I mean, what does it tell you in the state of politics in this country that a Republican president, even a neocon like Bush, comes out and says Hillary's the best chance for the next president? I mean, come on.
It seems like the Bush and the Clinton dynasties are just going to... One is going to be followed by the other.
Well, and it has.
And again.
And it has. And again and again and again, or their handpicked successors. We cannot stand this good old boy political paradigm set up for us in our choices. You know, the Bushes, the Bushies, and the Clintons have to go bye-bye. Not just now, but forever.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And just one quick thing also, just want to remind the people that the Senate hasn't passed it yet, but whenever they come back from the break, they may very well vote on the Law of the Sea Treaty very soon, and that's, you know, very dangerous. And just wanted to wish you and all the listeners a happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Well, Joe, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. To you and yours also.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it doesn't. You know, when he said that, the lost, yeah, it's the Law of the Sea Treaty. Yeah, it's lost, all right. Very bad things. And here's the point. Without going down the list, the proverbial list, to tell you how many things are wrong, you already know it. What we've got to stop doing is allowing people to write crap like this. I mean, there's your solution. We have a problem? Okay, hello, Houston, we have a problem. Yeah, we know we have the problem, but we have people in there enabling these problems to continue. And I don't. I wish there was one surefire way to have these people and be able to challenge them, and then have remedy to the problem that people are putting forth legislation that, forget the detail, but even on its surface is flat out unconstitutional. Did you notice the way George Bush passed Homeland Security? It wasn't passed by the legislature. It was passed by the executive, by his own hand, by way of executive order. And I call that executive fiat, because that is another end round around the political process that has to take place in this country. I mean, Congress, I mean, they're a little confused. They've forgotten their role in a government that we have three distinct and separate branches. And they're abrogating that responsibility. Giving him preemptive war powers? Oh, you don't have to check with us. Oh, yeah, but you do have to check with us for the funding. Give us a ring when you need more money. I mean, folks. And they wonder why the ratings for Congress and Bush are so low. It's a mystery to them. They don't understand. They're just doing business at an accelerated rate. But they're doing business the way they always used to do business, and they don't understand why we're upset. They really don't get it. Some of them do, but they don't give a damn. Because why? They're untouchable. The only way that you can get to these people, oh, that's right, by not voting them in next cycle. By that time, how much damage have they done? And is it irreversible? Doug in Texas. Hello, Doug. You there,
Mark.
Doug?
This is Mark.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
I didn't know you spelled Mark, D-O-U-G.
Hey, listen, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'll be the first to admit, I am on an upward spiral of an emotional roller coaster with Ron Paul, and then when I hear him interviewed, I come back to reality. I mean, he kind of puts a little cold water on it and says, you know, well, we got work to do. And I like that, because I used to live up in Kansas City, and the night before a game, everybody in the city would be celebrating because they were just going to roll over the opponent. And next day, they got beat. Mm-hmm. I am so sick of that.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, I'd like to make a follow-up on a conversation I had with you on air a couple weeks ago, and it's this. It's kind of sobering to me, but if you go back in history, AD 70 Jerusalem was not saved by Jewish patriotism. The Romans were an indomitable power, and it's very possible that the Jews might have had their form of government restored to them if they had followed Jesus' teachings. I don't know. I think it's likely. But what if history has really broken over our heads and the great red dragon is upon us because the woman of prophecy has already appeared? If that's true, and we've been misled into wiping our dirty feet on the woman of Revelation 12, might it not be that we're suffering what we're suffering because we haven't repented of that?
Hey, Mark, let's back up here a second. I didn't know we were jumping into the Holy Bible, but what woman are we talking about here?
I'm talking about that. I don't mean to step on anybody's toes, but the Jesuits have been putting out a false teaching for about 100 years that the second coming of Christ has not occurred, and if it does, it's going to be Jesus in the exact same physical body that he had 2,000 years ago, and that's not true because God tells us on the fourth day of creation that it's two separate, distinct, great lights to give light upon the earth.
Okay, the problem I see here, Mark, is that we're going off of what has been touched by man. And when I say that, what I mean by that is that, I'll tell you what, meet me up in heaven when we both have a conversation with the God of the universe, and then we'll talk again. There's a lot of twisted stuff that's going on out there. And I'll be honest with you, the more I look at it, the more I study it, the more I review it, the more confused I am.
Okay, I'll just make this last point, then I'll sign off.
Okay.
The Jesuits are powerful, powerful people. Ignatius Loyola, it is recorded, went to India, and he learned how to pray the power of the black prayer to curse people at a distance, to deprive them of income, health, and life itself. And they've been honing this skill for, I don't know, 400 or 500 years. That is really the pinnacle of occultism.
Thank you for your call, Mark. Appreciate it. We'll press on here. Right after the break, 800-313-9443. Column on untypical candidate Ron Paul no longer on the fringe. Say it ain't so.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
We are back. Terry in Texas. Terry, you're up next.
Yeah, John, I guess I got nothing better to do besides preparing the Thanksgiving meal to, actually, I'm accomplishing two things at once. I'm listening to you while I'm preparing the Thanksgiving meal. I want to make a couple quick comments about your network. One, you know, it's nice that you have this network and the other network that comes out of Austin. Because it's a forum, you know, for people to discuss ideas, regardless whether you believe in me or I believe in you or whatever, at least that, you know, that's afforded there as opposed to the media that where the message is completely controlled. For instance, if I believed, I at least had that opportunity to discuss with you, let's say I believed that pumpkin pies in a cave were controlling the United States, at least I'd be able to have that message out there. I wouldn't be able to have that on the mainstream media. That discussion would never, all the message is completely controlled. And the other comment I wanted to make, too, is I think you hit on a very salient point that never really dawned on me. It seems so simplistic, but besides all the obstacles down the road they're going to be thrown at you with these radio programs, whether, you know, you're labeled a terrorist or, you know, hate crimes or all the – I can't even keep track of all the laws, you know, which will end up eventually silencing, you know, your microphone goes dead – But even before all that happens, and you just touched on it, economically, you may go, your microfriends may go dead, because I would say 85% of people I know are living paycheck to paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's probably a greater risk economically that you'll go under than there is from all these new laws that they're passing that would, you know, pull the plug on you.
Well, and it's interesting you made the point about you could multitask. You could listen to this program and then prepare tomorrow's dinner. I have a tendency, Terry, to break things down simplistically, which I don't know, that may be a good thing or a bad thing. I'm not quite sure. But the message that I convey is not a complicated one. And it's very, I try to keep it in its simplistic terms. I try not to complicate the issues. But you're right. We've had that discussion here for the last couple of weeks. You know, we understand what's happening with the economy. You know, I didn't need to go hire a CPA to notice product sales have dropped off since February of last year. And for people that enjoy this programming, and we want it to expand, we want to get it on more AM and FM stations, they need to consider what they're supporting, or better still, what they're not supporting. And I understand that money's getting tighter and tighter. Well, it's getting tighter for us as well. If you think the listening audience out there, I mean, you know your pocketbook better than I do. But imagine what our pocketbook is like. You know, we provide a service. If I were getting paid for this, you know, hell, I'm in line Friday for my paycheck. Where's my paycheck?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have to create the funds, make the funds possible to continue running. And I'll make this projection. You're going to see one or two networks go off the air next year because of money. And it's going to come down to the point of what people are willing to support for the cause. Because without this network and without a couple other networks out there, they're going to be faced with one thing. And that's right back to the mainstream news and then you surfing your internet to try to figure out what's what. You know, there it is. I mean, it's that simple.
It's tragic. It's really tragic that may really be the thing that sinks you, not all the laws being passed.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not afraid about the laws. And I pay little or no attention to them. I report on them to let people know exactly what's on their mind and legislatively what they're trying to do. But it does not ever enter into my thinking as to how I run this network and what I do. It never has and it never will. Until such point, Terry, that they show up at the front door with guns in hand, I'm going to be sitting right behind this microphone.
I'm sure there's other people in line, but I did want to have, I had a little small bone of contention with you I wanted to pick.
Go ahead.
I think that you've said this before. I think the 9/11 has its place in the sense of, at least for me, that there's so few issues out there that you can get, you know, attached with people to try to get it, you know, dig in. Like if at least, you know, 9/11 was such a seminal event. At least if you can just use that as a way to open up the can, you know, to get in, and maybe you can tackle these other issues. To me, it's more of, you know, a can opener. Not that it's right now it's the seminal issue, but because they can't, you know, the economic. You start talking about the IRS and all these other things about the assassinations, but at least, you know, you can say to somebody, hey, a plane flies in the inside of a Pentagon and creates a hole 20 feet in diameter. Does that make sense to you? You know, at least that's conceptually, you can grasp that more.
Well, yeah. Terry, I appreciate that, and I understand, and I've heard this argument presented before, and it's a valid argument. I'm just saying that every argument has its shelf life. And
yeah.
My question I'm posing, has the 9/11 question run its life? I mean, it's been 6 years. We are no closer to getting a governmental panel to have another congressional committee look at this thing. We're no closer to doing that than we were 5 years ago. And I'm just saying that, yeah, it was a seminal point for a lot of people. It snapped people awake. But now what do we do? And my problem here with this, Terry, is to continue to talk about 9/11 as if it's the end-all be-all to solving our problems right now. And while we're still discussing and debating points about 9/11, the economy is crashing around us. I'm just saying in matters of importance and categorizing this, what is the ones higher on the hit list? Is it 9/11? In my estimation, no, it's not. I'll let you respond to that, Terry, when we get back, because I know you have views on it. And I'm not opposed to talking about 9/11, But I'm just not going to be doing it as much as other people are doing it, because in my mind, it's a dead issue. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
I was told by my producer that Terry had hung up before I'd ask him, you know, after I made my point to give me a counterpoint or his thoughts on it, but he had already hung up. At any rate, Ocala.com, and he's there? Oh, he did call back. Well, you didn't tell me that. See, that's the other part you needed to tell me. Okay, Terry, you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you apologize? That's what happens when you try to multitask, you know? I accidentally...
Any rate, yeah, I understand.
Okay, so what was your question?
It wasn't a question. I had just made a comment about 9/11 and it having its useful life, and I take nothing away from the 9/11 movement, Jason Burmes and the boys, you know, for doing what they did. DVD online, it was seen by millions and millions and millions of people, not only in this country but around the world. But the problem I'm having here is this is our reaction and our response to an event that they either allowed to happen or helped create. And they have used this quite effectively for Homeland Security and Patriot Act and all these other issues. But that was just the enabler. They would have done something somehow, some way, to pull something off to justify what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But my only point about this is, Terry, that, you know, when I look at this situation and I think about this, I think, okay, we have the ongoing problems that we've been having in this country for decades and damn near a century through the Federal Reserve. I don't have to dig up a dead body someplace in New York to display to people the reasons why this country is in the ICU that it's in today. This is provable stuff, is what I'm saying. And yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I'm not in no way even disagreeing with what you're saying. Your point is just as valid. I'm just saying, God, you start talking about the Federal Reserve and the IRS, it just conceptually, it just, I guess they're just blinded, you know? It's like, this is the only reason I'm saying that's a venue. It's like using that venue to crack the door open so you can get to steer the conversation back over to where you need to be, which is certainly the Federal Reserve. You got to find some way, but, you know, the IRS, you know, you start telling them, hey, there's no law to pay, you know, there's no law that says mm-hmm. you have to pay federal taxes. Mm-hmm. And it just, it's like you might as well be shooting a missile over their head.
No, I got to tell you, I have the exact opposite reaction when I talk to people. They want to know more. Well, how do you know this? Where'd you get your information? I'm there to give them the facts. I mean, anybody can make a statement. You know, anybody can make a statement. But then when they're asked to back it up, where do you go for the proof? And again, let's use 9/11 as an example. Well, and we can cite the differences between the official word and what we've done out here to counter their official argument. But we're only in reaction to them. We have no power to force anything whatsoever. It makes for great, fascinating, I mean, it's better than talking about UFOs. It's better than talking about a subject matter that I see a lot of people, they quite frankly, Terry, they seem to be quite entertained by contention or disproportionate response to, you know, what somebody says. I mean, it's great mind fodder is what I'm saying. But it in no way is provable. How do I prove to people about 9/11 and the contentions made surrounding the 9/11 issue? The plain fact is that I can't. And we've got a lot of people that have come on board. I mean, we've got engineers and we've got a bunch of different people that have expressed their concerns and posed their questions. But it's like shouting down that proverbial black hole. And while we're still debating the 9/11 issue, I'm sitting here and watching modern-day Rome burn to the ground. I'm just simply saying, and I've said this, and I've apologized to people that bends their feelings, but I'm just saying on the priority
list...
Doesn't
hurt my feelings.
Well, but on the priority list, Terry, it's a dead issue. We're heading into a damn depression, and we're still talking about 9/11, for God's sakes.
I've been hammering the financial issue with everybody I know, and I just get completely stonewalled.
Well,
I mean, just literally, because you're trying to overcome the, you know, the conditioning. You know, when you have, well, actually, basically, when you have access to the printing press, and you control all the media, you control all the message, 24, you know, even in psychology, they tell you it's frequency, intensity, and duration. When you when you own the frequency and the intensity and duration of the message, you're trying to spend, you know, you're trying to do, you know, deep therapy with people to try to get them wake up, and they've been spent their whole, from the time, you know, they've been great, you know, coming out of kindergarten, they've been conditioned to the stuff. Boy,
yeah.
It's really almost by the grace of God that people get woken up.
Well, and I understand the concerns and frustrations. You know, I saw Jason Burmis, by the way, last Saturday up in Dallas. and I'd had this guy on this program many times. I've had his whole crew on this program. And evidently word had gotten back to him that I'm not a 9/11 person. Because the problem I'm having with the 9/11 truthers out there is it's a collection of people that sometimes I have to wonder what their agenda is. But it's the 9/11 truthers are one thing, but when we get on issues of Federal Reserve, IRS, the way this government's supposed to function, what its responsibilities are, and more importantly, what their responsibilities aren't, I just simply refer back to the rule book. On the 9/11 issue, I'll tell you what, that argument can be taken so far and it can't be taken any further. I'm just not seeing the benefit of all the labor that has been put into this thing. And yes, true, millions of people have woken up and at least they're starting to ask the questions, geez, you know, am I to accept the government explanation on important things that happen in this country? Skepticism is a good thing, and if it fires that skepticism and keeps people questioning on a daily basis about the function of their government and what shape this country is in, that's a good thing. But I just don't see it as being, at this point in time, if this were 10 years ago, maybe. But here we are, I still hear programs about the assassination of John F. Kennedy, for gosh sakes, as still unresolved issues. But that was how many years ago? And my fear is, while Rome's burning, we're still sitting around debating and picking apart the 9/11 issue. I just don't see it as being a practical approach to wake people up.
I heard you say before, I think you have said it, you're hacking at the branches instead of hacking at the root.
Yeah, and that's what I fear that we're doing.
Well, it's definitely probably the main taproot in the Federal Reserve. When you control the printing presses, you basically control everything. Armies, people, money, you know.
Corporations, news services. That's right.
When you and I, you know, if I had a printing press in my backyard, I, you know, within short order, probably could buy Austin, and then right after that, all of Texas.
I understand. Hey, Terry, thanks for your call. I appreciate
yes.
it.
Hope economically that's not the case for your program. I hope that, but as we both know, economically, we're about ready to head into some very frightening times.
Well, and that has been my concern as
more so than the laws.
Yeah, and as that's been my concern as we head into that chaotic situation, there's not going to be a whole lot of time for people to do any thinking anyhow. They're just now starting to wake up to the fact that it's their responsibility to think for themselves. And just about the time we reach that point, we got a chaos. How am I going to stay in my house next week? Yeah. Terry, have a good Thanksgiving.
You too.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. Untypical candidate, Paul, no longer on the fringe. And this is a very interesting article because this comes from Ocala, and it is the Star Banner in Ocala, Florida. You're looking at something, Manny. You're looking over my shoulder through the glass. Oh, you're reading my screen. Okay. All right. At any rate, story by Gary Shore, and I'll tell you what, I enjoy stuff like this because he writes in a story, he says, on November 5th, history was made, Representative Ron Paul, dismissed by some as a fringe candidate, raised $4.2 million for his presidential campaign in a single day, propelling him into the first tier of the American presidential race. Unlike the big money politics of the status quo candidates, the average contribution from the 36,672 donors was $103. So how did the Star Banner report this watershed political event? Was there a front page headline? Was there in-depth analysis? No, not one word for what was undoubtedly the single biggest display of grassroots political activism in modern American history. In fairness, Ron Paul is not the typical candidate. The free market economics that he advocates is the antithesis of the special interest politics. His non-interventionist foreign policies might not play well with conservative commentators, and his pro-life position is a hard sell with many on the left. This leaves him without many of the traditional bases from which campaigns typically grow. Perhaps this is why he's been marginalized for so long. But these are not typical times. The country is aching for a change. The 2006 election proved that. But the only alternative being offered by the Democrats is to turn to the left, accompanied by a tepid drawdown of the war in Iraq. Ron Paul offers a real alternative to big government, liberalism offered by the left, and the big government conservatism offered by the right. Paul's message of peace, freedom, and prosperity is attracting a diverse group of supporters that include conservative, liberals, independents, libertarians, and Americans of all stripes looking for a new way forward. This diverse coalition of support is changing the dynamics of the presidential race in a way not seen for generations. Now, there might have been a time when his campaign could be ignored and his ideas dismissed, but this time is no more. It is time for the media to wake up and take Ron Paul seriously. Are you all asleep at the wheel, or is there something about Paul's message of individual rights and limited government that some in the media find unsettling? If so, let me assure you, all that you have, nothing to fear. Sound money and a restored constitution will be a good thing for all Americans. It is the duty of our elected officials, as well as informed populace, to diligently guard the liberty of our forefathers and what they fought and died for. The First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution enshrines the freedom of the press so that nothing can infringe on the ability of our nation's newspapers to educate and inform the public. To that end, the Star Banner is derelict in its duty to keep the people of Marion County informed about these important changes in the political landscape happening before our eyes. I invite everyone in our community to take the drive up the Interstate 75 to see a little homegrown grassroots political activism in progress. Drive north between U.S. 27 exit and the State Road 326 exit, and look to the west. You'll see a billboard paid for by local Ron Paul supporters. No lobbyist helped to bundle the money that paid for the sign, and no special interest contributed to it in exchange for political favors. The message is simple. Our hope for America? Can you see it? Gary R. Shore, by the way, is the assistant organizer for the Marion County Ron Paul 2008 meetup group. He lives in Silver Springs, writes for the paper, the Star Banner, and he basically just went after his own newspaper for having its blinders on. Which one do I have here? I have Dylan. Dylan in Texas. Hello, Dylan.
Brother John, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Yeah, you're doing a great job, and I support Ron Paul all the way, and whether he wins or not, whether he takes the presidency or not, he's a winner, and whether or not RBN survives and all these other networks survive next year or whenever, as things get harder, John, you're a winner, all these hosts on this network are all winners. And
yes, but let me remind you of something, Dylan. We have won nothing if we're not successful in the restoration of this country.
I differ with you a little bit, and I'm not going to split hairs on words like country and things like that, but I think you personally, as well as all the other hosts on RBN, have reached the ears and pronged the hearts of so many people that they will never be the same. And to hell with the state if that's what is the creator's will. But I'm not the creator. I'm not saying that I want the state to go to hell, but it somewhat is anyway.
Yeah.
And those in support of the state just might deserve it, because there is a creator in heaven and he is just. And anyway, but
yeah, I have a bevy of questions which I probably will not even have to ask, because you know what, I think one of the things that happens when you die is immediately your all your questions about life are immediately answered. All your questions about the future of the universe are already answered. So I don't perceive ever having a conversation with God and me having to ask him any questions, because I just have this funny feeling that when I pass from this earth, that all my fears, all my questions, everything will be settled, everything will be answered. Now, that might sound kind of far out to some people, but, well, that's something to look forward to, because I'm sure as hell not getting any answers here on planet Earth.
Well, that sounds logical to me, John.
Yeah.
If I could just briefly tell you something that happened to me in the last couple of months, it was regarding being pulled over by someone that I could have given a bad attitude to,
mm-hmm.
and it had gone bad for me, and also it involved state-sponsored terrorism, me opening someone's eyes, this guy, an unmarked car, Travis County Sheriff's deputy, SWAT team member in his olive drab fatigues, pulled me over, said he just wanted to tell me my tail light was out, and he did so, and he asked me, he was polite and all, and he asked me would I mind stepping out of the car, and usually at that point I'd say you know, I'd rather not or whatever, you know, because I care to stay in my vehicle.
Sure.
Rather than step out in the street where I'm a little more vulnerable physically and legally.
Right.
And, but I just didn't feel threatened. And I felt like he was friendly. And I stepped out, and before I knew it, he was commenting on my bumper stickers, of which I have republicbroadcasting.org and the frequency numbers for the local low-power FM here on my car. And he says, oh, so you think 911 was an inside job? And he asked me about that. We talked about that for about 5 minutes, and that led into talking about the opium trade and the reasons for invading Afghanistan. And it was at least 10 minutes there, and he shook my hand and went on, and just he just gave me a warning ticket for my light. But it was just such a warm exchange. And whatever truth there is for me to disseminate to people, you know, I'm here to open my mouth, and I've got to be flexible, willing to talk about what someone wants to initiate a conversation about and lead it to where I think the objectives are.
And Dylan, you did the exact right thing. And I got another comment about that. Thanks for your call very much, Dylan. We're running out of time. I'll make a comment about what this man just said. Folks, there is hope. And believe it or not, cops are people too. Did anybody know that? They're actually human beings. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Another ragtag band declaring independence.
bloody war.
Conditioning is doesn't stop when a person has a badge on. And these cops, and forgive me, fellows out there, on the thin blue line, when I refer to you as being the corporate coffer Keystone cops, because, in effect, you are. And the problem is that you've been going along with the deal, the policies, for so long. And I don't know what else you'd be doing right now if you didn't have a badge on and didn't wear a gun, but it may be consideration for maybe to pick a new line of work, if there is any work out there to be had. But if you're good people, if you've just been going along to get along, and you know what's going on, I would say stay in the police departments, wear the badge, wear the gun, show up for formation every single morning, say yes, sir, and whatever else. And when the time comes where you're needed the most, be there for us. And that's all I have to say on that subject. Cops are people, too. They didn't come into this world. They didn't take their first breath. They didn't give their first cry on this planet wearing a badge and a gun. And I've had many conversations with police officers, in singularly and in groups. I don't care how many there are. There are 15 of them, or there's just one of them. It doesn't matter. And I do it in a non-confrontational way, and I do it very calmly. And if they're told constantly, folks, not to trust the public. That's what they're told since they came out of the academy. Watch the public. These are your enemies. They could hurt you. Well, and they could help you as well. And you can help us. So when those barricades and those lines are put up, who are you going to be talking to? Are you going to be talking to a friendly with a badge on? Are you going to be talking to a complete fool and idiot? Time will tell. Clarence in Oklahoma. Hello, Clarence.
Hey, John. How's it going?
It's going.
I know. Well, you're talking, I think we've talked many times before, and of course you know my background. I spent 10 years as a federal law enforcement officer,
mm-hmm.
three in the military and the Air Force. I don't know if you call it, count the Air Force as military, and seven U.S. Civil Service. And I don't know exactly what you're talking about, but that was years ago. I left that 27 years ago. I've been out. And I went into another civil service job until I retired. But I tell you one thing, if I knew then what I know now, I would have had a real tough time going to work.
I bet you would have.
And even though I wasn't working in law enforcement the last 2 years in civil service, once I woke up about 4 years ago, I started having a tough time going to work, just knowing what the system was and what it was about.
But the point is, Clarence, that you woke up.
Yeah.
And you made a choice, you made a decision, and you made the right one. A lot of these guys, it's apparent in all the federal enclaves and all their alphabet soup groups that they take particular pains to get the right people in there to begin with. And then they take pains to monitor their people to make sure that they're on track.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of these guys, and I've talked to them over the years, that are waking up. They didn't know what they were part of. They didn't know what the agenda was. But through the civilians that they were in contact with and they had talked to, they started to make their own minds up about them as a human being in relation to their birthplace and their birthright in this country. And my experience on the whole and in general has been real positive, Clarence.
Right. Yep. Well, I try to tell them when I run into them whenever I can. So.
All right. Well, Clarence, have a good Thanksgiving.
You do the same, John, and I'll talk to you next week.
Alrighty, sir. Folks, everybody out there, have a good Thanksgiving and give thanks where it belongs. We'll see you Friday. Live programming starts Friday morning. We'll see you then.